In 2010, Kratz resigned his position as DA and as the chair of the Crime Victims' Rights Board after a domestic abuse victim publicized several sexually explicit text messages Kratz sent her while he was prosecuting her boyfriend for trying to strangle her. The State Office of Lawyer Regulation initially ruled Kratz had not violated the legal ethics code, but the office reopened its investigation in the wake of media reports and pressure from several state legislators. In November, regulators filed a new complaint with the Supreme Court, asking the justices to suspend Kratz's law license. In documents filed this week, Kratz urges the court to dismiss the complaint because he says he was already cleared of the charges once. Tony Gibbard of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence says he's amazed by Kratz's claim that he's being put in double jeopardy.
It's beyond absurd from a person who violated the rights of crime victims that he was sworn to protect, all to engage in sexual harassment. He complains that the Office of Lawyer Regulation has a conflict of interest because there was public pressure. And this is from someone who didn't seem to be bothered by the fact that he created a conflict of interest in his role as district attorney.
Kratz also disputes the allegations of several other women who have come forward alleging he sexually harassed them while acting in his capacity as a prosecutor. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.